This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about. This is the Pete and Kimber podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. What's going on?
Just thinking about tomorrow's show.
It's going to be weird.
We're recording this. I always feel like I have to say the date if we're referencing like tomorrow's show or something like that.
Well, because I think it just keeps everyone up with the play. Yeah.
So today's Tuesday, the 12th of March. So we're referring to Wednesday, the 13th of March. If you ever listen to this in like 2030 and I'm like, I wonder what happened on the 13th of March. Well, it's because we're apparently going to get naked. We're going to be doing a naked radio show together tomorrow because of John Cena getting naked at the Oscars.
John Cena got naked at the Oscars because he's John Cena. And somehow this is translated into this idea that, like, we could be naked at work.
Yeah, it's not the tenuous of links we've ever used, though.
No, it's definitely not.
At least somebody somewhere got naked, and so we're going to get naked. This is what radio shows do.
Yeah.
Are you... In all honesty, we've known each other for 15 years.
Yes.
We've never seen each other naked.
No.
Contrary to popular belief, we've never had relations.
Who believes that?
Not a person listening. are you nervous? Like if you are nervous, what is it that makes you nervous?
Oh, look, I don't know that it's nerves. I'm curious. Because I think the idea of being naked at work is, I don't know if it's liberating. It's quite funny and it's quite ridiculous. I don't know if I can do it. Like, I feel like
really?
The actual just thinking about the idea of taking my clothes off in my workplace feels weird.
What about it? Why? What is it?
Because it is weird. I'm a professional in here, despite what you might otherwise believe. This is sort of...
I reckon of the two of us, people believe that of you completely.
Yeah, like I like being naked at home. I don't, there's not many places I've done it outside of the privacy of my own home.
Mm.
So the idea of being in this studio feels, I don't know, it's quite confronting.
Mm.
Because it's just going to feel weird. It's just going to feel, it's not the kind of place I should be taking my clothes off.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like, I've got changed in the toilets at work a few times because I've had to do, like, costume changes if we're doing a photo shoot or we're going to film an ad or, like, you know, sometimes we'll have a stylist come in and they'll go, try this blazer.
Yeah, right.
They always put me in a blazer. And so I've gotten changed in the bathrooms, but not taken my underwear off.
Yeah,
there's a whole other level there.
Yeah, I understand how, how do I say this? How can I express this without sounding like a creep?
You love getting your gear off all the time.
No. Like, when you say that part about taking underwear off, I feel that. Like, I understand what you mean by that.
Yeah.
But I feel that in a way that I feel that for you. I don't feel that for me. Like, I am so... I don't know if it's because, no, look, full transparency, because we'll be talking about this tomorrow. Like, we'll be in separate studios.
Yeah, we're not going to be naked in front of one another.
No, and there's, like, the in the windows that look out over Roberts Road here, there's shutters, they'll be shut. There's going to be plastic up over all the glass. You'll be in your room alone, I'll be in my room alone, and it'll be like, take your clothes off. I just don't feel weird about it, because for me, it's like, it's not risky. No one's...
Yeah.
And even if, I guess I would feel a little bit, ooh, I wonder how I go with this, if the windows were in, like everybody was in full view.
I think that's what is psychologically interesting to me, and it's the reason I'm curious, because I still right now, while I haven't done it yet, I still sense a physical block for me. Like, I still feel like, why does it feel so difficult to take your clothes off in a space where I know no one can see me?
Yeah.
It still feels weird. But you know, we'll discuss this more tomorrow, but we just wanted to let you know, if you are listening to the podcast today, you'll know what is on the show tomorrow.
Mm.
But for now, what's on the podcast?
We went deep into the conspiracy theory that Kate Middleton is dead.
We didn't actually say that.
No, we didn't say that, did we? It's coming.
But we spoke to our UK correspondent, Gavin Gray.
Yay or nay, which is always a fun game that we play. Rami comes in here, gives us three topics. You've got 3 seconds to think about them. Always find out a few things about each other when we play that game.
Yeah. We had a Dear Kimber letter from someone who has looked at their husband's phone and seen text messages from a woman in there. Wanted our advice. See what you think about this one. It's a bit tricky.
Deal breaker dating. Oh, my God. This woman, you know what? I was going to say needs a man. This is the thing.
A man
needs her.
Yeah.
Like, that's this kind of woman that we met this morning for deal breaker dating.
She's really rad. And isn't it funny what people will pull out from? Because we give them the option to say, stay on the line if you want to get to know her. And then she reveals some truths about herself. And if people don't like the idea of those truths, they hang up. It's a deal breaker for them. The things that people were pulling out on surprised me.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I felt that there were other ones in there that I should have been hearing the hanging up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Totally. And best call wins. I've got a story about having tried to sell my phone on Facebook Marketplace, which ultimately turned into an absolute disaster.
Oh, yeah, but no worse than the ones that you got when we took the best calls.
Well, at least I didn't get physically smacked.
Yeah. Anyway, enjoy that podcast.
There you go. After months of speculation and conspiracy theories about Princess Kate having gone missing, a photo of her with the three kids appears on the official palace Instagram yesterday, only to be killed off by every tabloid agency around the world. To defend the honour of the royal family, our UK correspondent Gavin Gray joins us. Good morning to you, Gavin.
Good morning there, fucking Kim. What a mess this is.
Gavin, are you going to stand for this? Because what is happening? I mean, this doesn't look very good. It certainly looks like something's happened to Kate.
You're absolutely right there. Because you know what? If the one intention of this was to try and calm the nerves and squash those rumours during social media, they have managed to do the complete opposite. It is quite extraordinarily badly mismanaged. I have to say, on the other side of it, we're used to seeing these amateur photographs that Kate and William have taken instead of an official photographer. And I do believe they've manipulated others in the past, but not with an ulterior motive. So why, on this case, won't they reveal the original photo? And then we can all see what the original photo is and hopefully all see that Kate actually is fine. Instead, they're saying they're not going to do that.
Well, no, you're right. They've got plenty of doctored photos in the past. There's the Christmas family photo of 2023 where Prince Louis was missing a middle finger. That was weird. William was given more hair in 2014 when he was on the front cover of Vanity Fair. And I'm pretty sure Prince Andrew claims he had a photo that was going around that was doctored as well.
Now, that's below the belt, but that's what he likes.
So, yeah. Now, Gavin, we thought you might shut us down toot sweet, because you are a royalist, of course, and but you do think this has been very poorly handled then?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think this has been a big misstep with what they needed. They needed to be absolutely seen to be truthful. And you know what? I actually think that all Kate doing was just tinkering to make it look a bit better. But of course, the implication is that they're not telling the truth. This is a valid, real, true photo. And if as a journalist or the photo out there in the news and you said, right, this is a legitimate photo, but actually it wasn't, you'd get into a lot of hot water, and that's exactly what's happened to them now.
So, Gavin, what's with Princess Kate, have you seen her over there more than the couple of photos that we've received in the last couple of months? Like why? It's, you know, she does royal engagements. She's been out for years, like, doing the right thing by the royal family and showing her face. Why can't they just put her out on public display to say, hey, everybody, she's here. Come and take a look. Let's put this to bed.
Yeah, I think there is that. Look, I can understand that, you know, you as an individual in the royal family must think, look, I'm not owned by the public. This is a private health matter. It might also be a little what she might consider embarrassing as well. And so consequently, I can see why royals have regularly turned round. The Queen, for instance, always just said, it's a private matter. This is my health. I'm not telling you, sort of thing. Of course, we've stepped over that with King Charles saying, I've got cancer. We don't know what type, and I'm being treated, and we don't know how. But there was that ground that he broke, which is new. And now, of course, we seem to be back in the old days, where we're told Kate has had abdominal surgery. We're told that she won't be seen back in public until Easter. That said, it wasn't there, but she was photographed in a car with Prince William today. But literally, all we see is the side of her head, and she did not attend what he went to, which was a Commonwealth Day service. She must have gone off somewhere else. And again, do you know what? I think that was entirely planned as well. Show people that she's fine, she is there, and some of these internet rumors doing the rounds are not right.
Okay, look, occasionally, Gavin, we're having some issues with your phone line where it drops out here and there. I need you to tell us, honestly, is this really you?
Blink like twice.
Gavin, is it you, Gavin? Are you being held somewhere? Are you okay? Are you okay?
Is it one nod for yes, two for no, or one bang on the phone for one, two for no? Look, all I can tell you is, I'm fine. I think I said that was one. Hang on. Is that okay?
I feel like you've done a really great job of skirting the issue, Gavin Gray from the UK. I'm not entirely sure we've gotten to the bottom of this conspiracy theory, but it allows us to keep on thinking. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Cheers, guys.
Pete and Kimber's Deal Breaker Dating.
It's time to meet Fads. Good morning, Fads. Welcome to the Pete and Kimber Show.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited. Good morning, Perth.
We're super excited to have you here. If you've just tuned in, we're going to do a bit of deal breaker dating. We need to explain what deal breaker dating is, right?
So basically, we're going to get to know Fads, right? So here we're going to get to know a little bit about you generally, okay? And then men of Perth, if you are single and you think to yourself, ooh, I'd like to meet Fads, you get on the phone and you just sit there, because when we come back, Fads is going to be very open and honest about some things. Her top five open, honest things about herself that might be a deal breaker for you. Now, there's no obligation for you if you call the station. If you hear somewhere, you're like, oh, no, that's not for me. You hang up the phone.
Yeah. We could get 10 guys on the line right now. And then if you hear that deal breaker and you think, no, nah, I'm out, you just hang up.
Oh, Fads, we've already got a call.
Ooh, we're not even going to punish you in any way. You can just escape.
That's it. See ya.
Well, okay. I'm a queen, so of course.
You are a queen.
People can call in.
I love this.
Okay, now, Queen, can you come a little bit closer to the microphone,
please?
Oh,
sorry.
Please?
Yes,
that's
of
good.
Course.
No, that's
there
good.
We, go.
We want everybody to hear
I'm
you
a
this
sultry
morning.
Tone.
Can love
you,
it.
Can you give me some great music there, Pete, so I can sort of do some background on Fads and we can tell people.
Yeah, I got something for you.
I feel like I'm on a Barry White show. Thank you.
I mean, great start, because something that we do know about Fads, you're 40.
Absolutely, yes.
You're a project manager.
Mm.
Sounds like a very respectable job.
It is. I work in an engineering firm, so there's a lot of spreadsheets.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right.
It's very exciting.
You are originally from where?
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Yes, Zimbabwe. So that is not, because people like to say, oh, you're from Africa. It's not Africa. It's a country in Africa. You know. It's like when people go, oh, I'm going to Europe. Where in Europe are you going?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to
know. We need specifics.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Some facts about you, Fads, is that you are kind. You are funny. We love
life
that.
Of the party.
We've already made us laugh since you've been here, so we agree with this. Strong morals, great with kids.
Mm.
This one I'm totally backing you in on. Full of life, lots of energy. We got that vibe from you the second you walked in.
It's the melatonin.
Yeah.
It helps. If you have a good night's sleep, you're good to go.
Can I just ask, what are you doing here? So what brings you here? This woman with all of these attributes, you know, what are you doing in here today?
Very good question, Pete. Look, so my girlfriends have been telling me I need to put myself out there. So girls, I'm out here in the streets of Perth. We're out here in these streets in Roberts Road, just trying to find a man.
What kind of bloke are you looking for?
Someone who's kind.
Yeah.
Loyal. Like, you know, Chris Brown told us, you know, people need to be loyal. So yep. I need someone who's loyal. But also independent. Like, I'm happy for you to do your own thing, and I want to do my own thing as well.
And you meant Dr. Chris Brown, the vet, right? Like, that's, yeah.
That no, Chris Brown, the singer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he told, remember when he sang that song? I don't know if I can say the lyrics, but he said people aren't loyal. So we need people who are loyal, you know? And someone who has a good mind. Like, we want to be having some intellectual discussions, right? Like, don't be boring.
Okay.
Ooh, I love you.
Don't I mean, worry. Come You're on, fellas. 131060. If you would like to get to know Fads, and then we'll, in a moment, reveal some of Fads' deal breakers, so things that you might not like, and then you can hang up the phone if you're not interested.
Yep. So there's no obligation. This is the important thing.
40-year-old Fads.
When we
What's
come
your
back.
Age range, Fads?
Money.
Come on, you have to call.
Yeah. Come on, yeah, I think, so you know, maybe 36 onwards.
36 onwards, all right. It's not capped.
No. Well, we're open. We're equal opportunity here.
Okay, great. Yeah. I want to bring up what you told us your ideal first date would be, because you said that it would be something involving water or something competitive.
I love to win. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I love to win. So prior to getting dreadlocks, just for context, I couldn't be near water. Because I'd get the fro would come up and things. But now I've got dreadlocks, so I'm good. So maybe we can go, I don't know, sailing or kayaking or something like that. But if we're doing something competitive, it would be, I'm really good at 10-pin bowling. Yeah, and then karaoke. Now, I know people don't normally think karaoke is competitive, but for me, it is. Because Whitney Houston ain't got nothing on me. Do you know what I mean? So
let's
do it.
All right. So look, we know a bit about Fads. We think you're fabulous. We got some blokes on the line if you're interested in 40-year-old Fads. Now, we're going to deal out some of your deal breakers. Now, they're not yours. They're things about you that these guys might like to know before they date you. And if they're not interested, if they hear something that is a deal breaker for them, they can hang up the phone.
Yeah, simple as that.
They just hang up.
As you mentioned, there's a few more spaces on the lines ready, but we do have a few blokes sitting there.
Oof.
All right.
Hello, boys.
Time for the first deal breaker. Lads, if you love it, hang around. If you don't, you can hang up. Here we go.
I'm obsessed with watching Who videos on YouTube, where it's like a mixture of between cows getting pedicures and also Dr. Pimple Popper.
Okay. Hoof videos.
Yeah, don't knock it if you haven't watched them. They're actually addictive. You
know, I'm addicted to him. I love him.
Yeah, like with the farrier, like my favorite one is the Hoof GP from Scotland. Like, he does some great work.
Pete, have we lost any guys there? They don't
mind
don't mind a pimple popping video or
all the guys still there.
Okay.
All right, let's go to
Side note, I got a text from my brother who happens to know Fads and says, she's totally awesome. Hi, Fads.
Hi, Shaggy. Thank you for that endorsement.
Nice.
I'll send you that 50 later.
Okay.
All right, here's deal breaker number two.
I have not been in a relationship for a decade.
Well, Pete, how's that look? No one cares?
No one cares. Everybody's still there.
Why haven't you been in a relationship for a decade?
Well, my last long-term relationship, I got cheated on.
Oh, we lost a couple. Oh, they didn't even want to hear the reason.
No, got cheated on. And so I've just been concentrating on being a queen. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I just don't want no riffraff.
Okay, great. Okay.
We've lost two.
Oh, because they were riffraff.
There you go. So that's okay. This is why we're still single.
And this is why we do deal breaker dating, because we're hearing the bad stuff up front. If you've already cut them loose at the same time. It's perfect.
I've set them free.
Three deal breakers to go. Here's the third one.
To start my own garden, when I moved into my house, I have stolen from other people's plants from around the neighborhood. Sorry.
You are a firecracker.
Did you just take cuttings?
Yes, I took cuttings. Okay. Well, one wasn't maybe a cutting, but the others were.
Ooh.
And it happened at night so that I wouldn't like get caught or anything. I'm not proud of it.
I don't
but
think that makes it better, Fads.
But I am sorry.
The blokes on the line don't mind.
Yeah.
They're still there.
Okay, let's
it's
hear another
adventure.
One.
All right, here we go.
I am gluten-free and dairy-free, but I love Oreo McFlurries, so it just does not end well. I need a toilet ASAP.
Oh, we've lost another one.
I think they were gone by the time they heard gluten-free and dairy-free. They panicked.
Yeah. No, but look, I still eat meat, so we're good.
Oh, okay. We've We've got one left on the line.
We are down to one.
Mm.
All right.
Do you think they're going to stick around when they hear this last one?
I don't know. Hear,
let's hope they stick around for the reasoning.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear the last one.
I have 18 kids.
Now, surely you don't have 18 children.
I do, but they're not mine. So, in that I am a godmother to like a whole lot of them, as well as, you know, it takes a village to raise kids these days. So I am Auntie Fads.
Auntie Fads. You must Auntie be a Fads. Great person if everyone wants you as their godparent and your Auntie Fads to 18 kids.
I got money, Kimber. So it helps.
Can I just say, there is still someone left on the line. It is the only person left on the line. Let's say a quick hello. Kim in Highgate. G'day, mate.
How you going?
We're good. Kim, how old are you, mate?
I'm 45.
Oh, 45, right. Tell us something about yourself. What do you do?
Well, I'm a contractor for 12 years now, and I got my own business, obviously, and I love a lot of travels, travel a lot. I'm an adventurous, sporty.
What's that accent?
French.
French. Ooh, I speak a little bit of French. Just a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I studied French for 4 years in high school. So we can probably have a good conversation in French, or I can just listen to you.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Say something nice to me to start with.
Bonjour. je m'appelle Fadzai, you know, and
hey,
je m'appelle Francais un peu.
I know what you want to hear.
Gross.
A French kiss.
That is disgusting. Stop that, Pete.
No?
We need to put a ban on you making that noise on
he's
air.
He's still on the line.
Mm.
He's
Kim,
still here.
I'm not going out on a date with you, though.
we're going to get you in touch with each other and see whether this goes somewhere.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Fads, for doing Deal Breaker Dating.
No, thank you for having me. And to my friends, I did it, so back off.
Dear Kimber.
We have a whole heap of people that are listening to this radio show every single morning, and they're very good at diving in and helping out with some advice. So that's where we have Dear Kimber. If you want to send us something that's happening in your life, you need a bit of advice around it, you can send it to mix.com.au, send us an email, send it on the text message, however you want to get in touch, and then it becomes a Dear Kimber. What's the one for this morning?
I think my advice about this one's pretty straightforward. But I feel like it's definitely going to connect with people. They'll have their own stories. And if you've experienced this, I want to hear how it went down.
Okay.
This letter says, Hi, Kimber. I don't know what to think of this. Tuesday last week was my husband's birthday. He wakes up at 4 a.m. every morning to get ready for work. And while he was having a shower, he left his phone on the table and I heard it vibrate. I saw the texts were from our neighbour's daughter, who is 19, so she lives next door.
Sorry, you said at 4 a.m.
Yes. Right? I unlocked the phone and saw three messages from her in the thread. One said good night, and the other two had just come through saying happy birthday and a kissing emoji. I'm not sure what to think about this. My husband hasn't given any signs of having an affair, and she has babysat our kids a few times in the past, which is the reason that my husband has her number.
Oh, so he's the one who does the organising.
Perhaps. I'm guessing so. His birthday went off without anything happening. I didn't notice anything suspicious. My husband is a surgeon and had a surgery on that Tuesday, which I was able to confirm with one of his co-workers. After work, he came home. We celebrated his birthday as a family. We had begurk.
Right. Gotcha. They did their taxes.
They did their taxes
did
like
their
usual,
taxes. Yep.
And nothing was off. Should I try and get more evidence before I confront him about it? What should I do? Now, here's the thing. Like, my advice on this, the reason I say it's straightforward is because I'm a person who thinks if you're going to look through someone's phone, you have to be prepared with what you're going to find,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you might find some stuff you don't want to deal with. So it's opening Pandora's box. The second you do it, you already have to deal with the fact that you have broken the trust by going through their phone.
Yeah, but the other problem is that, you know, you don't know context on a lot of the things that are in the phone as well.
You know what it sounds interesting about to me, though, is it sounds casual the way she looked at his phone. She didn't say, I snooped through his phone. She's like, oh, it vibrated on the desk and I just picked it up and I opened it and had a look, which sounded almost like it was normal.
Oh, but let's put that into context though. There, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
So if his phone's probably on the bedside table, yeah. Which means she's woken up and she's had to physically get up and roll over.
Yeah.
Or that's effort. It's not just it's there, I'm walking past.
Yeah, but I'm not, what I mean is like it seemed kind of casual that she just sort of went, oh, I heard it buzz and so I looked at it. It wasn't like, oh, I considered whether or not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it sounded like it was more normal for her to look at it. And so I just think you have to be open about it because your husband is the only one who knows the answers here. And if you're worried about him feeling uncomfortable, if there's something actually going on, he deserves to hold that discomfort.
I don't know. I mean, a good night text.
It's sus as.
Like, that's sus. And then 4 o'clock in the morning, she's messaging him for the birthday.
Yeah.
As if to be like, oh, she's woken up. She's had to set an alarm for that.
But that's what I mean. Like,
she's not up.
Don't go waiting for more evidence and getting all caught up and blowing up your relationship. Sit down and talk to him about it. But look, if you've been through this, if you've gone through your partner's phone and you found something that you shouldn't, how did you deal with it? Because this person is asking, should I get more evidence before I confront him about it? What should I do? So tell us what you did.
Yeah, did the 19-year-old neighbour who's been babysitting your kids rock up on the front door gift-wrapped? Let's go to the calls, mate.
Do you know, we got a text from someone saying, I work at a large Perth hospital, and from the way some of the surgeons and anaesthetists flirt with the young theatre nurses, I wouldn't put it past him that he's having an affair, because he is, in fact, a surgeon.
If you are a surgeon or an anaesthetist that is listening to this right now and you want to rebut that, please feel free to dive on.
I wasn't trying to ruin relationships, guys.
Ellie in Leeming, what's your advice for this dear Kimber?
Good morning. My advice, just straight up call him out in the moment. Like, don't wait.
Yeah, because it's now been, she said this was last Tuesday, and I'm the same. I'm feeling like it should have just come up straight away and you go, hey, look, I didn't mean to. I wasn't thinking. I just looked at your phone and I saw these texts. What's the deal? But she's kind of missed that window now.
Exactly. The longer you wait, the worse you feel. And it's been now since last Tuesday that she's been freaking out about it.
So have you done this, Ellie? Have you looked in a phone before?
Yes and no. So my ex-partner had already cheated. That should have been the end of it. It wasn't. Anyway, he was at my house one time and he took a phone call, but he went outside, which obviously was sus. So when he came back in, I said, straight up, show me your phone. And the look on his face, he showed me. I read the messages in front of him and we dealt with it on the spot.
Oh, Ellie, what did the messages say? What were they? What were they?
Actually gone camping the weekend before that, and he told me he had no reception, but he was talking to her the whole time. He was working with
Ellie.
And dominoes, like, come on.
Oh, girl.
Needing some dough.
Wow.
All right.
Rochelle in Girraween, good morning. What's your advice?
I would say confront him. I spoiled my own engagement from peeping.
Oh, you looked through messages where you shouldn't have and you found out that you were going to be proposed to, or?
Yeah, that's it. I looked on the boys chat and spoiled the whole thing, the location, the ring.
Oh. Oh,
please. This sounds like you're rubbing it in. Oh, I looked through my boyfriend's phone and it turns out he was going to get engaged to me. Like,
but did you confess to that though, Rochelle?
Yeah, the guilt ate me away. It took me about a week, but I said to my boyfriend, I was like, look, I've seen something I shouldn't have. I'm really, really sorry. And I was like, I'm just going to pretend like I didn't. And he was so good about it.
Really? He didn't go, hey, why were you snooping through my gear? Now I don't know if I want to marry you.
No. It was obviously meant to be. We're married now, but he was totally chill with it and just happy with the honesty.
Yeah, so. Of course he was chill with it because he was getting engaged to you. He wasn't cheating on you.
Yeah, but I'd be questioning if my partner suddenly decided that they needed to go through my stuff for no reason. I'd be thinking that's weird.
Have you ever been through his phone since then, or was that the last time, Rochelle?
Well, because he was acting a little sus. That's why I was looking. So it wasn't like unprecedented. He was hiding an engagement ring from me.
That was not the question, Rochelle.
Yeah, it wasn't. Don't pass over it, Rochelle.
Have you looked in there again?
Listen. A friendly look among friends, you know. He looked at mine.
Please.
So she regrets it, but not really. Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
Pete and Kimber's best call wins.
The best. Okay, new thing on the show. All right, $200 to spend at Westfield, thanks to the Joondalup Up Festival.
Ooh.
For the best caller around the subject we're about to talk about. Okay, this morning it's Facebook Marketplace disasters.
Oh, the phones are going to light up. Facebook Marketplace is full of disasters. But if you're going to be the best caller, you got to have a pretty... It's got to be a better story than, you know, they rocked up to buy my microwave and they only wanted to pay $6.
Oh, I can't wait to have a dozen people call up and go, hey, oh yeah, no, they never rocked up in the end and I was just waiting there.
No, we don't want that.
No.
I mean, I don't want anything terrible to have happened to them, but, you know.
A little bit terrible's good.
Yeah.
A little bit terrible's fine.
A little bit terrible, like your situation on Marketplace.
Completely terrible, absolute disaster, even better, please. I have given you the DMs from the mobile phone that I'm selling on Marketplace from the last 24 hours.
Yeah, I've got the copy, so I'm going to play this guy.
I want you to play...
I won't say his name.
Oh yeah, don't say his name. No, I won't say his name. I reckon if
he's going to know it's him. If he's listening, he knows it's him.
Right.
But anyway, okay. I'm going to play the guy who wants to buy your phone on Marketplace.
Now, I just to set this up, I'm selling this phone. It's a Samsung Galaxy S20
Ultra. Don't try
Ultra,
and sell it now. I know like that you're trying to sell it now because you're too scared to go back on Marketplace after this experience.
This guy got in touch with me over the week and he said, I don't have a phone, so I'm on my laptop at Bunnings, right? Can we catch up? So on and so forth. This is the second half. From the first moment he reached out, I had this weird spidey sense that something was a little bit off, and eventually I was proven right.
And these exchanges took place over 2 days, yep. So it took him a little while to get back to you.
So you go first.
Okay. Like I said, mate, I'm using Bunnings Wi-Fi on my laptop. I do not have a phone, hence why I asked for your phone number so I can call you from a phone box.
No worries. Sorry, mate, I don't give my phone number out on social media. Too many scammers.
Why sell things on there when they're going to come to your house? Anyway, I've got $300 and I'll need to meet you at a shopping centre as I don't have a map to navigate streets. Hello? So you're not going to sell it to me?
Now, a little context. That was 5 minutes between when I got to him and when he got back to me.
Yeah, well, I've got things to do, mate.
I appreciate you getting in touch, mate, but no thank you.
Oh, such a control freak that is worried about scammers.
Wow. Good luck getting a phone. Sorry this one didn't work out for you.
Yep, and I was going to smack your head in after paying for the phone.
How's this guy? Like, I had this tingle in the back of my head from the outset to go, I don't know, there's just something off about this. And then that's the final message this guy sends me over a mobile phone to say, yep, and I was going to smack your head in after paying for the phone. Absolute peanut.
Yeah. We want to hear your Facebook Marketplace stories, and it's best caller wins.
Pete and Kimber's best call wins.
Brett from Balcatta reckons he's got a great story.
Go on, Brett.
Hey, mate. How are you going?
Good. What's your story?
I was selling a TV cabinet. Messages backwards and forward. He agrees on $250. He finally gets to my house and then says to me, looks at it and goes, I'll give you $150 because I had to drive all the way from Mandurah. And I was like, well, that's not really my problem. And I said, well, it's pretty heavy and you can't move it by yourself, so I'll charge you $100 cash to help to carry it to the car. So we're still there just looking at each other and he goes, I guess it's $250. And I'm like, yeah, I guess it is. And helped him carry it to the car. He gave me the money and he left.
Not bad, Brett. Not a bad story. Is it the best story? I don't know. I reckon we can do better. It's a good story.
Yeah.
You know.
But Rita in Innaloo's got a much bigger incident from Facebook Marketplace that happened on just yesterday, Rita.
Yes, it did. Hi, Pete and Kimber. Love listening to you guys, by the way.
Thanks, Rita.
Bloody good start, Rita.
Tell us about your Facebook Marketplace of nightmares.
Well, I'm selling some items for my mum because she's looking at downsizing, and I had this vintage dresser on, and this guy writes to me and said, you know, is it available? I said, yes, are you interested? Let me know. We're in Innaloo. And he said, yes, I am. Then next minute he sends me and says, by the way, you're really gorgeous. And I said, thank you, but, you know, you're wasting my time. And he said, would you be interested if I send you a pic? He said, are you interested in younger men? I said, no, I'm not. I'm 63 years old. He goes, oh, you look great for your age. He said, would you be interested if I'm well hung?
Oh, turn it up. Jeez, this escalated, Rita.
The conversation is over. I know, it was just the weirdest thing.
Hey, Rita, how was he?
Are you sure I can't send you a pic?
Honestly, they say chivalry is dead. I mean.
I know.
So he still tried to send you a pic.
He still tried to send me a pic. And then I got caught up with work because I said to him, this conversation is over. I got caught up with work last night. When I got home, I got another message and said, are you sure I can't send you that pic?
Wow, Rita.
Wow. I mean, it's a great story, Rita. And it also, I like the ending because it suggests that he was still looking for consent.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
He didn't just send it anyway. Yeah. He did ask.
Okay, Rita tops the list so far. Michelle in Kenwick, good morning. This happened a couple of days ago. You were selling your phone as well. Best caller wins. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so I was selling my iPhone just for $250. And so everything went well. Usually I go through and get through the people who ask for your pay IDs, and I think they are scammers.
Mm-hmm.
So she turned up to my house. This was a couple of days ago. She looked at my phone because she had the cash in her hand. She looked at my phone, said, oh, there's no scratches. Looks good. Next minute, she smashes my phone on the ground. She looked at me and I just cracked her in the head. And I thought, whoa, you know, you just got me mad.
Why did she smash the phone?
Wow, wait a minute. Whoa.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on here.
I just thought she was just a real idiot, you know, and I wasn't expecting it, but she wasn't expecting me to punch her right in the face.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right, hang on. Michelle, did this happen or not? I'm just throwing it out there. Did it happen?
Yeah, it happened.
Legit? Did it happen? Under oath?
Yeah.
Did it happen?
It happened. But, you know, I think the best is actually readers, you know.
You know what that means? You know what that means? It didn't happen. That's what that means. I call absolute BS on that story. There was way too much information there for that to be a real story.
I hope it's not a real story.
For $200 worth of Westfield gift cards.
But Rita, Rita, can we send you a photo, Rita?
My grandchildren play with my phone. There is no way I'm having any of those photos.
Rita, you 63-year-old total babe.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Well, when you've got other people voting for you as well, how can we not give it to you, Rita?
Pete and Kimber's yay or nay.
Good morning, Rami.
Yay and nay. I'm going to give you a topic and you've got 3 seconds to make up your mind. Are we ready?
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
Okay, well, speaking of transcribing things, the rise of AI.
3, 2, 1.
Nay.
Yay.
Nay.
Tell me more.
Oh, you know, I'm nay on technology in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Does it scare you?
AI itself doesn't scare me. I don't trust evil people with power.
Yeah, okay.
Fair and enough. I feel like the more technology we have, the more it brings out the worst in people.
True. Pete?
That's basically my reason for having a yay over the question mark. No, it's literally.
It's like yay, but it could die.
Legit, hey, like it's got a lot of great things that it could do for us, but yes, we also could die. Like there's the very real possibility of it all turning out like Terminator.
I think if it helps like people who, you know, people who need new limbs, people who need like AI, I think can help with a lot of the medical field.
Yep.
Everything else, I can't trust them.
That's, yeah, not wrong. Well, look, the US government has just released a report. And
5,000 robots.
The findings were, this is quite creepy, the world has a clear, they've worked out, the world has a clear and urgent need to act as AI could potentially lead to human extinction.
Can we figure out climate change first? Let's do climate change first.
We're just going to stop calling it climate change.
They're saying it's as bad as when the world was introduced to nuclear weapons.
Yeah, well, it's that next version of it.
Yeah. So watch this space.
I want to go back to calling climate change pollution. because people cared more about it. Yeah. When you called it pollution, everyone was like, whoa, everything's polluted. As soon as we started calling it climate change, people turned around and just started thinking it wasn't real.
And bring back Captain Planet while we're at it.
Captain Planet. Hey, next one.
Earth, wind, fire, water.
Next one.
Heart. You never wanted to be heart. Heart is crap.
I can't remember. Sorry, no, what are you talking about? Using Google as your doctor.
Oh. 3, 2, 1.
Nay.
Nay. Do not Google what is this little red bump. Like, it's just such bad news.
You know why? Because everything you Google is cancer. When it comes to Dr. Google, everything you Google, the possibility is it's cancer.
It's like you could have an intolerance to sugar or you might be on your way out.
Yeah.
It's awful. Don't use Google, doctor.
I had a tumour last week.
Oh, no. See, I hope you sought professional help.
Turns out it was just constipation.
So there you go.
And final one, a simple one for you guys, but leaving the butter on the counter. Is that
Three,
a thing?
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Yay.
Only in winter. Definitely not in summer.
I was looking at why.
Oh, no, there hits a point in the year. You can't do that in Perth. You leave your butter on the bench, it just tastes like oil.
It melts.
Yeah, it's gross.
You need to leave it on the bench for a little while you're making toast because you need it to spread. When you make toast, you need it to come straight out, spread, so you can still eat the whole thing hot.
No, he means like leaving it in a dish, like a butter dish.
Well, that's just bloody stupid. Who's doing that?
Great.
Oh, so you're a nay?
Yeah, I think I'm a nay. Sorry, can I have the question?
This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about.